Founded in July, a new Gamblers Anonymous support group is a first for Innisfil and will be the third of its kind in Simcoe County, which includes a group in Barrie and Orillia. The group meets for about 1 hour to 90 minutes at the Innisfil Community Church, located at 1571 Innisfil Beach Road, on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. near the front entrance, which is wheelchair accessible. Calvin C. organized the support group, as he is a Barrie Innisfil intergroup representative for Gamblers Anonymous. Innisfil today has agreed to protect his identity by not sharing his last name. Gamblers Anonymous is a 12-step recovery program and support group in which men and women share their experiences, struggles, wisdom, and support about problem gambling, he explained. There are no dues or paperwork to join Gamblers Anonymous. The only requirement is that you want to end your gambling problem. Although Gamblers Anonymous is not associated with any religious group or political affiliation, he says some people find the 12-step principle of surrendering your problems to a higher power to have distinctly religious overtones. However, Gamblers Anonymous welcomes of people of all ages, religions and racial backgrounds, he said. Gamblers Anonymous is a community of people who want the same goal, freedom from gambling addiction, Calvin said. Many Gamblers Anonymous members may also be struggling with other mental health or behavior addictions. As a group, Gamblers Anonymous members share their wisdom, experiences, ideas for maintaining recovery, and healthy habits so that others may benefit. Members offer each other support, understanding, compassion, and solace when times are tough, he added. Often, Gamblers Anonymous members will serve as sponsors to newer members who need more intensive support or a person to call when urges hit. Through group meetings, those fellowship principles are translated into action. Although individual groups have some flexibility in how their meetings are run, the essential workings of groups are similar across the world, Calvin said. Calvin explained that while most meetings are for Gamblers Anonymous members only, with prior permission, observers, such as family members and friends, can attend meetings designated as open. Despite the serious individual and societal costs of problem gambling, few countries currently monitor statistics on gambling addiction, he said. Neither the World Health Organization nor the European Monitoring Center for Drugs and Drug Addiction can give prevalence rates for gambling addiction, Calvin said. However, in Canada, the Alberta Gambling Research Institute reports that gambling addiction affects approximately 2% of the population. In the United States, about 1% of the population suffers from a gambling addiction. In 2022, Statistics Canada published stats showing 1.6% of past year gamblers, more than 304,000 people, were at a moderate to severe risk of problems related to gambling. Just as the alcoholic craves liquor, the compulsive gambler needs money, Calvin said. This constant need for funds usually leads him, her to the courts, either in domestic relations or on the criminal side. Since Gamblers Anonymous has been in existence, we have saved many thousands of compulsive gamblers from divorce, prison, or worse. We do not crusade against gambling as such, he added. Our purpose is to offer a fellowship of strength for those who wish to stop throwing away their self-respect and their very lives through compulsive gambling. We only wish to carry our message to those who still suffer from this debilitating compulsion. Calvin told Innisfil today he's also considering starting a Gamma non-group in Innisfil, which would assist and comfort those affected by someone else's gambling problem, in addition to the Gamblers Anonymous support group that is already in operation. If gambling is destroying you or someone you care about, you are welcome to attend, he said. For more information about the Gamblers Anonymous support group, click here or email gainisfil@gmail.com.